we're transitioning from Hillel to Shammai. Six or seven statements of Hillel. Now we will hear three statements of Shammai. Shammai, Omer, Asei Torah Sechad Keva, something about how we study Torah. And Mormad Vasei Harbe, the proportion between our speech and our action. V'havei Mekabos Kalada Meseber Panam Yafo, something that you wouldn't normally associate with Beis Shammai, but greeting everyone warmly and calmly and with a smile. We always think of Shammai as a purist. We'll get to this a little bit later, Mirza Shem. What does Shammai mean when he says Asei Torah Sechad Keva? So we typically interpret Asei Torah Sechad Keva as the volume as well as the commitment to Torah study, measured in time, measured in scheduling. And Keva is the opposite of Arai. So if you just study Torah randomly, when you want to, when you feel like it, when you have some free time, that wouldn't be Asei Torah Sechad Keva. If you study Torah regularly, based on schedule, that would be Keva. The Gemara in Shabbos says that one of the questions you're faced with when you get to Shemayim, one of the five or six questions Rava says Hashem will ask you is, Kavata Itim Latara. Were you someone who set aside routine, regularly scheduled, consistent time for Torah study? Doesn't mean you have to study Torah your whole life. We talked a little bit last Wednesday night that the concept of a masmid, someone that studies Torah the whole day, Yomim V'Layla, Yagisibo Yomim V'Layla, that is an ideal that Hashem covets, but unfortunately in our world, not everyone has that opportunity. But Shammai is speaking in a more universal tone. No matter what you do, can you set aside serious time for Torah study? Keva means permanent, regular, rather than something fleeting, random, sporadic. But that's not how Avos Rav Nosson interprets it, say to us, Keva. Avos Rav Nosson interprets it attitudinally. And attitudinally will then translate to certain actions. So you see Torah as something, you're here for the year, it's your gap year. I hate that word, your gap year. It makes it sound like your real life is what happens before, what happens after. This is just a gap. You have to fill the gap with some cultural exchange. This is your year to be in the house of Hashem. You say in Tehillim, and you'll say it in Elul every day, Shifti b'beis Hashem kol yimei chayai. You want to be in the house of Hashem your whole life. This is the ideal. Unfortunately, there's a fallen world we live in. That world demands our effort, our redemption, our earning a living, our trying to improve the world. But this is the reality, not some vacation fantasy year that's seen as a gap year. So, Asei Torah Sechad Keva means, how do you see Torah? Is Torah something that is just secondary? It's a part of your culture, it's a part of your identity. I don't know, your sports team, restaurant you like, things that are, hopefully, less your identity, and just hobbies, interesting things, things you read, your major in college, your minor in college. Hey, study Torah also. Or is Torah something that burns at the core of who you are? It defines you. I'm on this earth to study Hashem's Torah, to understand as well. I may not have that much time, I may not have that much ability, but whatever time and ability I have, all heart, so it's attitude. That's how Shammai interprets it. Let's read it together. Asei Torah Sechad Keva. Shema Adam Davar Mipi Chacham, the base medrash. We hear Torah. Al Ya'aseh Oso Arai. Don't see it as something which is nice, episodic, came into my world. Ela Ya'aseh Oso Keva. You should render the Torah as Keva. It's a whole attitude, not as how much time you dedicate to Torah study, but attitudinally, how you render Torah. And what is the outcome of rendering Torah attitudinally significant and long-term and permanent, and what activities will help that attitude, because attitudes always instigate activities, and activities reinforce attitudes, so externals and internals are always interplaying with one another. What are the two activities that will be yielded by this attitude and will in turn reinforce the attitude? Two things, Shammai says. Mashalamed Adam, Yasa v'yalamed l'cheirim, if you teach Torah to others, v'yasa, and if you perform mitzvahs. If I told you you'd be a Rebbe one day, let's say it was predetermined you'd be a Rebbe or a Rabbi, you'd pay really close attention to every word of Torah you're studying because it's your professional calling. So when you're in medical school or law school, you'll pay attention to every class because you know you'll practice that class, the talents and the ideas expressed in that class every day of your life for your profession. So do you see yourself as someone that will teach Torah? Not professionally. Not everyone has to be Rabbi Rebbe. But do you see someone as, let's say, at the very least, someone that will teach Torah to your children? Do you want to be the type of father that when your child comes over and asks you, Abba, what's the halacha? Why do we have this minhag? Why do we do this?
he won't be the she'eni yodea l'taretz. He's the child that's eni yodea l'shul. There's a father that's eni yodea l'taretz. He said, let me ask the rabbi. Let me call up Uncle Baruch or Uncle Maishi and ask what he has to say. Or do you want to be the type of father that says, oh, that's a gemara. Let's look it up together. Let's go to the Rav together and learn it. Let's go online and learn it together. So you're going to be someone that teaches Torah to your children, to your family, at the bar mitzvah. You're going to be the person they call, you know, oh, give a dvar Torah, give a serious dvar Torah in your shul. You don't have to be a Rebbe in a formal setting. If that's your dream and that's your activity, then Torah will be something attitudinally important to you. You'll try to study it avidly. You'll try to hold on to the Torah you've studied. Attitudinally, something you won't forsake and abandon. Second of all, v'yasu. Do you see your life as a life of mitzvahs? But not just a life of robotic, dry, thoughtless activities, routine, conditioned exercises. But do you want to understand why you're taking a lulav? Is tefillin meant to be something you just wrap and place away? Or something each day you think about, I'm putting on the shameless of Hashem, I'm putting on certain parshas of Hashem, and all the mitzvahs. So these are the two activities which Shammai said, both will be enhanced by an attitude of Torah. It's permanent, but ultimately will condition that attitude. This is something, forget Olam Haba. Obviously, you should study Torah in addition because it's immortal and eternal. But forget Olam Haba. In this world, you're all 18, 19, 20. The next 80, 90 years of your life, Emir Tashem, and Me'av Esrim, you're going to be someone that's teaching Torah, that's delivering Torah, that's performing mitzvahs deeply. If so, then this is your medical school. This year is your medical. It's not your gap year. This is your training for life. This is the training of your neshama. Your body, your skills, your parnasa potential, those are all fleeting. Those will come and go. But your neshama, forget Olam Haba, the fact that it's immortal, but even in Olam Hazeh, that's your spirit. That's whom you are. That's your identity. It's your experience, not your profession. And hopefully that one of the changes in your year this year would be that when you're asked who you are, you don't answer with a professional calling. You can't be a doctor. You can't be a lawyer. You can't be a computer person. It's not your identity. Your identity is who you are, your values, your behavior, your performance. You have to find a profession that's meaningful, that contributes to the public welfare, that's financially remunerative, but it can't identify you. So that's what Shammai is saying. Let Torah be your identifier. Turn it into something which is keva. And the outcome and the consequence, as well as the catalyst, is mitzvah performance, as well as teaching others. And it concludes the mission with quoting Ezra, when Ezra returned and was trying to create this internalization of Torah, because Torah had become externalized in Babel. Ki Ezra hechin levavo, Ezra conditioned himself, lidroshes Torah Hashem, to teach Torah. He was a great teacher, he was like Moshe Rabbeinu figure, the Gemara says, v'lasos, and also to perform mitzvos, v'lameh b'Yisrael chokum mishpah, teach them the Torah. So Ezra's Torah was one that was so internal that he taught, and he performed mitzvahs properly, and he became one of the great heroic figures in the preservation of Torah. Okay? Have a good week, everyone. This week we'll dedicate to Shana.